Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
The city of Corinth was characterized by many forms of ungodliness. Believers there had once been like their fellow citizens, filled with greed, envy, wickedness, deceit, and anger. But now they were new creations, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and adopted into the family of God. The Corinthian lifestyle no longer matched who they'd become in Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, Paul was reminding the believers not to be influenced by their culture or old patterns of thinking. The apostle was not warning them that they might miss out on the kingdom. Rather, he was encouraging them to abandon their old ways and behave as who they really were, children of God. Those of us who are Christians today can also trust that salvation is permanent. We could never redeem and heal our own souls, so Jesus willingly did the work on our behalf. Then God raised Jesus back to life and brought him to heaven. Now our Savior reigns there at his Father's right hand. It's important to understand that the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross is the basis for our salvation. Being aware of this and believing it's true banishes fear and fills us with hope. What God has accomplished, pardoning our sins, giving us a new nature, and adopting us into his family, no one can undo. That gives us a living hope to sustain us all our days.